Burma, known by its military rulers as Myanmar, said at a regional summit that its top leader will not run in next month's elections, while the UN chief warns that the November 7th vote may lack legitimacy if the country's junta does not release political prisoners. It had been speculated that junta leader Senior General Thanh Shwe would not run because his name did not appear on the candidates' list, but he is widely expected to have some new role and title after elections. Executive Director at Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, says that it doesn't matter who runs in the elections as they are not free and fair.
There's no particular need for him to run. I mean, that would be, you know, assuming that these elections are somehow, you know, free, fair, transparent and a meaningful process. But as is evidently clear, you know, this whole process is a complete sham. These elections are not going to be free and fair. The main democracy and ethnic parties have been excluded from the process and the NLD has been banned. The election laws prevent any meaningful campaigning. There's been an actual increase in harassment and detention of activists. And anyway, it really doesn't matter if these elections were free and fair anyway, because what will happen is after the elections, it will bring in a new constitution, and that constitution has been specifically written and designed by the dictatorship to maintain their power. So what we'll actually see is a transition from what we currently have, which is a military dictatorship, to a civilian dictatorship. So it's really just a superficial change.
There's also been speculation that he could become the next president, which is not an elected position. Can you tell me a bit about this new government, how it's set up? What positions are elected? What positions are not elected?
Well, it's actually rather unclear at the moment exactly how it will be sort of constituted, because the process is really quite opaque. I mean, under the new constitution, there are some posts that are elected in government, but as you say, the president doesn't have to be elected. So it really remains to be seen exactly how the dictatorship will sort of position itself and who will get what posts. But I think what is clear is that the military will still be able to dominate the whole process. I mean, what we'll see is a parliament that is really one. It's packed with the regime allies and cronies. 25% of seats in parliament are already reserved for the military. So we'll see just a sort of rubber stamp parliament with no authority, no power, no freedom of the press anyway to report what's going on in the parliament. And we also have a National Defence and Security Council, which will really sort of hold the reins of power too, and we'll see, you know, that the army has more sort of executive power and has veto power. So there's also amnesty clauses for any abuses in the past. So it remains to be seen exactly who will be in what position, but we know that the reality and the makeup will be that it will be the military will still be firmly in control of the country.
Ban Ki-moon has said that freeing political prisoners ahead of the election would make the vote more legitimate, but would dissidents be allowed to vote?
Probably not, because the existing prisoners are certainly not allowed to vote. It is unclear whether former political prisoners would be allowed to vote. But I think the key thing here is, even if there are, I mean, there has been speculation that there will be a big prisoner release ahead of the elections, and within that there may be some political prisoners that are being released. But we would not see that as a particular sign of progress. We can see over the years that the regime has regularly released many prisoners on amnesties, and that's included some political prisoners. And it's never been an indication of any process of reform or any sign of goodwill and progress on the part of the regime. What it has been is an attempt to sort of fool the international community that they are sort of making changes. But in reality, what we've seen is that the political prisoners that have been released are often either elderly and ill. So the regime don't want the embarrassment of prisoners dying in prison, or they're prisoners that are about to reach or indeed have already finished their prison term, so should be released anyway. So these releases are sort of token gestures designed to appease the international community and stop any sort of pressure on them.